brachas. You know, the Gemara says about the Kama, you want to be a chassan, the Mekayim needed the brachas. The Mekayim needed the brachas. So, and a lot of things in Hilchos Brachos are strikers. Like it says over here in Brings Down the Kuntras, the Mechaber says, for example, a few different things. He says, for example, let's say you drink wine, the shear, what's the shear of wine? Is it a kezias or is it a revias? And he says, therefore, if you drink wine, you should drink at least a revias to get yourself out of the suffix. And the same thing over here when it comes to... No, it's not. No, it's less. So we pass my revias. Tais says my little enough, but we pass my revias. And who then, when it comes to taste something, you're cooking, for example. So also it's a machoikis over there. If you taste it, you're eating it to taste, and that's do you make a bracha rishayna? Like we're going to learn soon that a bracha rishayna is even on the smallest shear. You don't have to have a shear for bracha rishayna. But since you're doing it to taste, you're not mechavin lachila, so maybe you don't make a bracha. So the Rambam holds that even if you swallow it, but you're doing it for taste, you don't make a bracha. And the Rach holds that no, if you swallow it, you have to make a bracha, because you get benefits. Even if you're not mechavin for achila, but you get benefits. But if you spit it out, then you don't make a bracha. So the question is what to do. So the mechaber says suffer brachas lahakol. And over there, it's not so possible. You can't just make a bracha, because the other sheets that hold that you can swallow it hold that you're not allowed to make a bracha. It's a bracha of atalah. You're not mechavin l'shem achila. So the Mishabru over there says, try to be mechavin l'shem achila and make a bracha. That would be maitzi everything. So you see also the same thing that we try to chaperai as many sheetahs as we could. And one of the things that we're going to learn about in our kuntras is about, like we said before, by bracha achreina, that everybody holds you need a shear, whether it's drinking, whether it's eating, whether it's a bracha main shalosh or it's a brain of fashais, that you need a shear. Even though there are shitas that hold that brain of fashais, you don't need a shear. But the ma'isa, the Rosh brings it down, that they hold that if you eat from the shiras haminim, you eat less than the shear, you don't need a shear to make a brain of fashais. But the ma'isa, halacha, we hold that you do need a shear. Stamazay, again, also over there, if you want to be... You know, Mahadir, Chasida. Yeah, I'm not saying you have to, but I'm just saying, eat a shear, you know, because you want to make sure that you don't come to Suffolk if you have to make a bread of fleshes. You don't have to make a bread of fleshes. But one of the things is Ar Mikud, if you eat like a whole kazai, a whole olive, right? So now you ate a beria, does that mechayev you to make a bracha achreina, even though you didn't eat a shear, what's called a beria, and so forth. And then he says, Taka, you should be machmir. So, some things that they say that you should be machmir, some things they don't bring down, you have to be machmir. So, kipshuto, you know, keep it to Shulchan Aruch, what I'm saying, but at the end of the kuntras, he does bring down from this sefer.
Okay.
I'll tell you soon. You got somebody who says that, oh here, page Mem, from the Eir Chaim, who was the Yaakov Chaim Seifer, who says, he says, Mio yesh mistapkim lemer de brichas brein of fashas rabbis ain't so shir. Kamash goes a bit to her base, Isif, that there is such a sheet like that, that the brein of fashas, you don't need a shir. And it's brought down in the Rishayim, I think in the Rebbein Yoyner or the Rosh, V'alkein yesh chasidim, mizhorim malachol pochas mikashir, to lead less than the shear, because then they whelm up into the suffix that if they eat less than the shear, do they have to make a bread of fleshes or not? The gam kedeli not so misafik, acher shekasavin leel alef the yeshayim al pachas b'kashir ain lebarich lof klal afil lefanov. There's a different suffix that Beis Yosef brings down a kol boy that says if you eat less than the shear, you don't make a bracha at all. So even though we're going to learn that. We don't hold like that. That even a small amount, you do make a bracha rishayna. But there are shitas, and the Beis Yosef brings it down the kol, but he said, we don't hold like that. That holds that if you don't eat a shear, you don't make a bracha at all. No bracha whatsoever. So, in a case where you're, what? Even a bracha rishayna. So if you eat something less than a shear, you get yourself involved in two tzveikas. First of all, We don't hold like that, right?
Yeah, he doesn't hold the whole
house or other
than us, the
old
that.
Okay, yeah, that's
the same. Go that
no, no, but that's the, okay. We'll explain. But he says, but we see that our sheet is hold that if he's less than a shear, there's no bracha, and if he's less than a shear, you still make a brain of fashais, right? So you get yourself into a lot of issues. Being less than a shear, so better to eat a shear. Okay, so you have to know how much a shear is. Doesn't mean you have to eat machmer. You know, they have this Kazai's book, like it like basically blew away the world, right? Because everybody was eating shiurim because this year, this year, that year, and he came out with this book. Basically, he came out with this book. He says even according to Chazanish would hold like this. And the whole book is based upon one letter that he wrote to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and the tshuva that Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote back, and from that one letter, he was able to write that whole book. Basically, the one letter was like, by all brichas denin, do you have to be machmer like your uncle, the Chazanish, that hold the shiurim double? And he said, no, for brichas denin, we're not machmer for that shita, and we all go with the small shiur. Oh, very good, I got a book. the whole book is based on that one letter of Chaim Kanievsky. The stickle fella, because you look in the writings of the Chazon Ish clearly says for a shir kazayis, he says the shirun doubled, and I know it's not mashna that he's talking about only mitzvahs and whatever. I mean, but that's what he said. When it comes to brich den, the shaila the leisisa on the shem Hashem, it doesn't get involved in that. And you can go with the smaller shir, and that's how he got his whole book from that one letter from Chaim Kanievsky. But anyway. But what I'm saying is, I'm not sure everybody holds like this. That's all. So I didn't do enough research on that one. But Bekitzer, so we see that there are lots of chumras. Again, it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this chumra, about eating a shear, because less than a shear, maybe you still make a brain of fashleis, and maybe you don't make a bracha rishayna. So la'alach, it's not the accepted halacha. But the ma'isa, there is such a thing. And like I brought down from that, the sefer, the person really wants to become a chassid. He wants to, he should, be makbid on that inyan. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. So we see, so therefore, that's how this kuntus comes about. We want to, learn what are the chiyuvim, or at least even sveikas, to learn how to be makbid to get around any kind of shilas. So we see in the first case of Mavarchin, chutz says over in the Mishnah, Ela Paris Elon says Bepiat except for wine, and Paris Art says Bepiadam except for bread. And Rashi explains the reason is because it's chashuv. So we even see in the beginning of the sugya that there are things that are chashuv, and sometimes chashivas could make a difference. Like there are some opinions that hold, by the Shivas Aminim, it's brought down that you need a shear to make a bracha main shalish. But there's a shear that holds that if you don't eat the shear, but at least on the Shivas Haminim, that's like another shita, you'll make a brain of fashais if you don't eat a shear. Because there's an issue of chashivas. Again, we don't hold like that, but you see that chashivas plays a role over here. But we want to stel this right in the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara says, how do you know? And the Gemara is a havamina to learn from Netar Avoy, Christ Elulim Hashem. There's two Elulim, one for Baruch Lefan, one for Baruch Vachrov. To teach us that you make a bracha before and after. And Rabbi Kiva said on this, also adam shi'itin klum, kaim shi'varach. So the tzachrei was steltach, what's Rabbi Kiva coming to add on the Tanakama? And he's saying he's coming to add this chiddush. So Rabbi Kiva said that it's also to taste anything before you varach. In other words, even though a bracha achreina requires to have a shear, you have to have a shear of a bracha achreina, whatever it is, a kezias, by eating or drinking as a revias, or the raisa by eating the kleisvia, but it comes to bracha rishayna, just a ti'ima ba'alma, you're mechiv to go ahead and make that. And in shteltzach, why is he coming to tell us the bracha rishayna, the chiddush of bracha rishayna, that Rabbi Kiva says, mikanom Rabbi Kiva asalam shiitim. L'chay, the ikazach is the bracha achrayna, that we have sources in halacha and the Torah. So he says, because he wants to teach us this chiddush, that even a little taste, you're mechiv to go ahead and make a bracha, and he explains two reasons why you would make a bracha rishayna even a little taste, whereas a bracha achrayna is not like that. So one thing is, he says, because in the maskanas of Gemara, we don't vibe like this Gemara, the maskanas of Gemara is, also la'adam she'anam in the oilam azeh b'lay bracha, person is not allowed to have hana from this world without a bracha. So the svara of asal adam lahanas ma'ala mazeh applies even by apachas mekazayis, even a little bit. So therefore, you, whereas a bracha chwayna, you don't have that svara. You already ate already. But when it comes, or we don't say, there's no such svara of asal lahanas. So by a bracha rishayna, you have to make a bracha even a little bit. He brings down a kesef mishnah, well, he says it on his own, then he says he's telling the kesef mishnah, but the kesef mishnah holds that even the maskana, he wants to say this only in the havamina, that there's a svara why the rabbanim were misakin a bracha, even a little bit. And he says the reason is because what could happen over here, a person will say, I'm only a little bit, so I don't have to make a bracha. So eat a little bit. And then he changes his mind. You know, it goes, you know, you eat a little bit, you want to eat a little more, right? So you eat a little more until you eat a shear. Well, what happens is you make a bracha, so it comes out that you ate without a bracha, and therefore they're misakin to go ahead and to make a bracha even on a little bit, because it's a gezerah, it's very old to come out that you're going to eat a shear, and therefore you should make a bracha.
When it, they hold it right to a bracha rishonah?
What?
Is that only...
No, that's Rabbanu, that's the Kesef Mishnah. Why is the
gezerah? Because it's only Rabbanu in the first place, now you're making gezerah on the Rabbanu that...
That's
so
how they make.
Right.
But,
right,
but over here they made the chachila. They made the takana like that. The chachila, that's how it was made. They said they should even make on a little bit. We didn't want to go ahead and say they should make on only on a shear, because they understood this could happen. So the chachila, when they made that takana to make the bracha, they said even on a little bit. I hear your kasha, but I'm just saying, I think that's the test. Yes, no.
Like if your wife says, there's salt in it.
I said that halacha before. That's because you're not mechavan lachila, but anytime you're mechavan lachila, even a little bit, you have to, everyone holds, you make a bracha. Right.
You make it, no, it's very good. Oh, let me have some more.
Well, yeah.
Then you make a bracha.
So what the pshat in the kasha of Mishnah, I think Gemara says Asul Lahanis, and the Roshanim bring that down when they bring the Taisis and also the Rosh and the Mekiyosef and the Rebbe Yonah, and they all say this halacha that you should make a bracha a little bit. They all say this far because the Gemara says Asur Ladim Lahanis Ma'ilam Azeb Belay Bracha. So even a little bit, you're being Nana. But it's interesting because the Mishnah doesn't bring down that Svara. He brings down this other Svara about the Gzeira. And the Pashto is because the Kesef Mishnah learns that he started off with a kasha. The Kesef Mishnah's kasha was, hey, one second, when it comes to derisas, a bracha, chreinais, then we say, oh, you have to use shir, right? When it comes to rabbanans, then you don't have to use shir. So he's bothered, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, by derisas are always more common than rabbanans. So if you have to have a shir by, so you want to tell me, alamdis, asala adam, lanis, lavzambla, bracha, askilu goizla, yarimila, gafort, it's all rabbanans. All the svaras are rabbanans. We spoke about this last week, a couple of weeks ago. It's for, like, the Gabi Halachas of Safik Bracha Lahakal, right? So even though you're Eric Zayla, right? Rabbi Kivi Yeager says you're Eric Zayla, right? So you have to make a bracha. How do you say Safik Bracha Lahakal? But no, we said there are some opinions that hold. But bottom line is, it's Drabanan. The whole Halach is Drabanan, and therefore Safik Bracha Lahakal applies by Drabanans. And therefore, even though, yeah, it's true that Eric Zayla and whatever it is, it's not Mamish Zayla. It's not Mamish. It's like my brother said last night, Ki'ilu Gaisla, it's like you stole from Hashem, right? So therefore, it's four Drabbanan. So therefore the Kesef Mishnah asked, well, it's four Drabbanan, so how can it be that Drabbanan is more Chomer than the Raisa? And therefore he had to come up with this new Svara. But you see that the Kesef Mishnah, even though all the Rishonim do bring down that Svara, he didn't hold so much that would be a Svara in the Rambam, at least, to say that. Okay, so the other Nekuda that we're going to just speak about now is this sugya over here by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, they saw him eating a kezias, and that's what he was eating, kezias, right? And it was meluach, and they took out the seed, because they were pickling it. They don't pickle it with the seed, take out the seed. And they saw him make a bracha rishayna, a bracha achrayna. First one speak out, bracha rishayna was fine, because you make a bracha rishayna, even on small shear. The problem was, what about bracha achrayna? The more answers, that, one second, when we said the size of an olive, we said the size of an olive beinoni. He was eating a big olive. So even if they took out the pit, he still ended up with the shear of an olive beinoni, and therefore he was allowed to make a bracha achrayna. So right away, Taisus and all the Rishonim want to say over here that our Gemara argues on the Yishalmi, because the Yishalmi brings down a similar story with Rabbi Yochanan, that he was eating an olive, and the Gemara says a similar story that he made a bracha achrayna, and they questioned it. And over there it says, oh, Rabbi Yochanan is different. It was a barrier. It was a complete barrier. So a barrier, you make a bracha even if you don't have a shear. So again, so to make a bracha, you have to have a shear. How much do you have to have? You have to have a kezias. And that applies by all brachas. Saiv is main, sholosh, saiv is barina fashos. You always need a kezias to go ahead and make a shear. Not that those mefarshim hold for barina fashos, you don't need a shear. You do need a shear, you need a kezias. But now we have an exclusion, so it's a barrier. Something that was created like that, and you're eating it as is. You take, let's say, one grape. So you think you pop a grape in your mouth, right? You just ate a barrier. And you just were nichnas into this question, that even if you didn't eat the size of a kezias, but you need to make a maybe need to eat, to make a bracha achrayna on this grape.
Hashem.
What?
Chashivas.
Name is chashivas, yeah?
What else for barrier?
What else is a barrier? A date could be a barrier.
No, what else about it? Is
the reasoning other than chashivas?
Yeah, maybe, I guess that's it. Chashivas. Right. Yeah. Okay. It's chashiv. So, they want to say, but one second, our Gemara in Barachais says the whole svar why the Gemara could come up with, why he should make a bracha quite is only because he has a sheer kezias, not because of the burial. And the Yishalmi says the reason is because of the burial. So, Kipshutei Rishayim learned in the beginning, before Rabbi Yosef's Teretz, that it's a machlokes, Bavli Yishalmi. The Bavli holds, it's not totally b'chalim beria. We don't care about beria. It's totally in shear. You have a kezayis, you make a bracha achrayna. You don't have a kezayis, you don't make a bracha achrayna. Comes along the Yishalmi, he makes a new halacha beria. And since we pass like the Bavli over the Yishalmi, so it'll come out that even if you eat a beria, you're not machlokes to make a bracha achrayna. That's how Kefi Riata, the Mefarshim, learned. But then they bring down this Rabbi Yosef, who says that I could equate the Bavli to the Yishalmi, that shouldn't be a machlokes. Now there's a question over here, how you do it. There's different terutzim, there's Tosis, there's the Rosh, and then there's the Ben Yoina. Each one says a little bit differently. It could be a nafkmil halacha as well. So Tosis says, Kipshutoi, the reason is because our Bavli is talking about they gave it to him, and it says, Mefurish, without the pit. They took out the pit, right? Kiven to Shakri Lagarina. When it says beria, it means inclusive of the pit. You have to have the pit with it. Then it's a beria, then you mechiv a bracha. So very good. Our case in the Bavli is not the same case as the Yishalmi. Our case in the Bavli is talking about they took the pit out. So the whole question over here was, did he eat a shear, did he not eat a shear? And the case of the Yishalmi was talking about he ate it with the pit. So therefore, he ate it with the pit. He has a beria.
Does that mean he ate the pit?
I think so. Yeah, according to Tosfos. I'm
sure.
Yeah.
It just didn't
So, what?
Well, it just did not become a non-barrier. It doesn't mean he ate the pit.
Well,
so
what?
The whole thing, barrier.
And they spit out the pit. Could be.
Barrier.
Okay.
That's
could be. What?
Rush.
Well, Rush is a little bit different. We'll
see. The
question
is,
we'll see.
Is that a barrier?
You don't well, I'm learning the Rush. Maybe that you could learn different the Rush.
Right.
But,
then you didn't eat the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It just doesn't say clearly if he actually ate the pit or didn't.
That's why I'm raising the question.
I know that they discuss pomegranates, right?
Right.
Discussed the
reciting
pomegranates. What's the case of burial by a pomegranate? Now, L'chaire, stop talking about a case where you took the whole pomegranate and you stuffed
seed.
It in your mouth. L'chaire, it's talking about one seed. And over there, you actually ate the seed, right? Because the shell of the pomegranate is not part of the pre, right? So Zuki took off the shell, so what did you eat that we call a beria? So it's mashmah, I look around a little bit in the Achrayim, it's mashmah, the seed itself, like they talk about peas on the pot, right? Over there, if you take one pea, it's a beria. I would call it grows together, a pea on the pod. No, it's considered a beria. The one pea is considered a beria. So
with the pit. You eat the grape with the pit, you believe.
Yeah, they eat it with the pit. So I'm not sure. I think the Kipshut Taitis is mashmah, he ate it with the pit. But that's what... Maybe it is. You eat the pomegranate, you eat the whole
olive,
thing.
No, but the olive pit. Nobody eats.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure I hear.
You
what?
It all comes out in the end. That the guy that says it is no such thing as that. Garen Azai Vada Ein Enecho.
Say it again. What?
The guy that says
the what?
Garen Azai Vada.
Nobody
eats. Nobody
eats. Therefore, what do you want to say with that?
Does he mean that Pasha going to everybody that there was no.
That he chewed it up and spit it out?
Yeah. Second.
Okay.
I didn't see that either. Let me see. What is he? He's going in Tosis.
He's going in Tosis. Yeah.
What page is that?
It's on page Lamed.
Okay.
Let me give us it. Okay. any mitzvah tam ki zuen azayis vada in necha. No, he's asking. Im kain mali husad chilo ayachakach ki ena meichel groin so zayis she ena afilu meichel behema.
Exactly.
It'll be done by Maliach Ayakaga.
Even the animals don't eat it.
But, no, so he's going against Tosfos. He asks a different. He wants to answer a different teretz. So he's really asking on the teretz of Tosfos that the Beni Yosef says. He says, "What do you mean? No one eats the pit."
Right.
But how do you learn Tosfos himself? He doesn't explain. He doesn't explain Tosfos. So okay, good. One teretz we have. But Kepshuta, if you look in Tosfos, it's the same. The whole chiddush between the Yishami and the Bavli is did he take out the pits? He did not take out the pits. That's how he wants to answer. And it seems that he like had a girsa in the Yishami that didn't say anything about the pits. That's what it seems. But if you look in the Rosh, when the Rosh brings down the Yishami, he clearly discusses the pits. The Yishami also discusses the pits, and he clearly says he took out the pit. So you don't have Tosfos as teretz. So he says this different type of teretz. He says, how did they bring it to him? Did they bring it to him with the pit or without the pit? He says, so that would be good according to the Ivets. I mean, yeah. He says that the Bible is talking about that they brought it to him without the pit. They already salted it, it was salted, and so naturally they took out the pits already. Oh, that's not a barrier. But if they brought them with the pit, so that's what everybody's saying here, and then he took out the pit to eat it, but they brought it to him as a barrier, so when he made the bracha, he was making a bracha on the whole barrier. So even though he removed the pit, that's not a chesaron and beria, that would be considered a beria.
Not to eat a beria.
It was brought to him, in Gansan in the form of a beria,
that would be served to him.
But if they gave it to him without the pit, that's not considered a beria. What?
Say it again.
Yeah?
About salting and pickling and olives.
Yeah.
There are hundreds of different varieties. A majority in certain places are pickled with the pits in them. Sometimes they're cracked first, sometimes they do it, but they pickle them with the pits. Yes, sometimes they remove them. Many are pickled with pits.
Well, but do they eventually remove them or no?
No.
They
serve them, and you eat them and spit the pits out.
Oh, okay.
Right.
He took out the pit before he put it in the rush. That's it. Back from the rush. It's just the whole chiluk is how they brought it to him. How they brought it to him. Did they bring the whole thing to him?
He's the cracked one. They cracked them partially.
How are you doing the rush?
The pit's still inside. But that way, by cracking them, the juices...
You could look like that, but I'm not sure. But look at the rush. The rush says that they brought it to him with the pit.
Literally, trust me. Tons of different
flavors. What?
All different flavors.
Do you have a barrier when you make the bracha, or is it that you have a barrier when you eat it?
Yes, I think the word of the rush is they had a barrier when he made the bracha.
But anyway, eat half.
So if you only ate half of it, or if you took a bite of the olive.
No, you have to eat the whole thing.
Why?
Because you have to eat a barrier. You have to eat a barrier. Here he says, Yishalmi have Izai Sholem. He brought Izai Sholem when it was brought to him. Avagav Shehisha the Yoy. It doesn't say from his mouth. He threw away the pit.
It doesn't say where he moved it.
Right, but it doesn't say from his mouth.
Nobody's going to cut it up with a little knife and fork.
No, you could squeeze it out. The Gemara says,
you
can squeeze it out.
A watermelon to protect it, or I can't see doing that with an olive.
If you don't eat the whole thing, maybe it's a certain kind of pickle.
Certain
things, like on
Shabbos,
a watermelon.
Okay, the Dibre Chamudot brings down the Rashba that learns, like Tosfos' Mashma, that they did not remove the pit. Shaloi Hesed, they ate it like that. They ate it with the pit. That's the only time it's called a barrier.
On Shabbos.
But according to the Rosh, they did remove the pit, but they removed the pit in front of him. So they brought it to him as a barrier, and then you could learn like that. It's not mukhrach to learn like that either in the Rosh. The Rosh is mashma. They ate it. They removed the pit. Right. Yeah.
You have to have a whole barrier.
Right.
To eat it as a barrier.
That's how the Rashba seems to learn, and
Tosfos. Right. I mean, if you don't.
But the Rosh learns. But the Rosh seems to learn that no, as long as they brought it to you as a barrier, and you're making a bracha on the whole thing, even if you remove the pit.
Right.
before you eat it, that's also called a beria.
Right, because okay. He gave it to you as a beria.
Right, that could be a nachmila halacha.
But does because that mean you had to eat the whole olive at
no,
the same time?
No, according to the rush, okay, you took out the pit beforehand. You took out the pit before, but not everybody holds
like that. With another question like that, it's not our shita, but when you eat the grasshopper, do you have to eat all the legs too? Is that otherwise not?
Yes.
When I get there, I'll tell you. Okay, and the Rabbeinu Yaida says the same kasha, but again he also tweets it a little bit differently, and he says if ein derech la'ochle migaranim, if the derech of this thing is to eat it without the pit, nimta shelo oilam lo havi beria. This thing will never be called a beria, even if you eat it with the pit. But if that's not the derech. Oh. To eat it like that, that's not a beria.
Who said that?
The Rabbeinu Yaida. Uh-huh. The Rabbeinu Yaida. But if the derech is to eat it with the pit, and you eat it with the pit, so basically Taisus and the Yishalmi talk about two separate cases. The Yishalmi is talking about a case where the derech was to eat it with the pit, and the Bavli was talking about, I'm not sure if the Yishalmi says the word kezias. Right, he says other kinds of fruits, and those fruits, the derech was to eat it with the pit, so that's called a beria, whereas by us, that's called, we're talking about a kezias, the derech was not, like you said, not to eat it with a pit, so that would fit in very good with what Lenny is saying. Nobody eats it with a pit, right? So therefore, that's always considered not a beria, because you never eat it with shleimusa. You never eat it with shleimus.
I thought that we were talking about zayas in the Yerushalmi.
Did you say the word zayas?
I thought so.
It could be, but maybe there's different types of zayas.
We're changing it to a pit.
He says, So he's mastered, that's what the Yishalmi is talking about.
Right, but he started out not like that.
Who did?
Who are you at?
I'm at Rabbeinu Yonah.
Look at the beginning of
Rabbeinu. Right, in the beginning, everyone is saying the Yishalmi argues on the Bavli. Everyone is saying
the
Yishalmi is on the Bavli.
And they're saying Zayas. And then at the end, he peremptorized by saying, oh, it's not a Zayas.
Right. So I know you have to look at the Yishalmi. You have to say.
Starting out telling me it's a Zayas, and then you tell me, oh, no.
Right. So
I'm just joking about the
Zayas. No, not joking. The Shiloh is you have to look at the Yishalmi and see exact Lashon,
right,
what he uses over there.
But, so. And then all of a sudden he says, oh.
Right. Okay. But it seems like at the end of the day, it seems that it's a suffix. That it seems that the Rishonim, it didn't come out clear that if they hold that chilek, they don't hold that chilek, and that's why in halacha, when it comes down to the bottom line, in halacha it says that you should not eat a beria because you nichnas into this suffix, unless you eat a shir kezias, and then you could go ahead and make a bracha a koina. But if you just eat a beria, so then it seems that suffix bracha for halacha, you're not going to go ahead and make a bracha.
But every one grape, unless it's a really
what? Yes, Alemish al davar shu kibiyosik ben gager shalana shalim. You shouldn't eat a berry that's less than gzais, because then you get into suffix. Maybe you mechuyev al berry, right? Maybe you mechuyev not. Now what happens if you did, right?
Great.
In the srasa kai mechila, no, the akrav. I mean, pashas l'charet mashma, that if you did, it's a suffix bracha. You wouldn't make it, you wouldn't do it. But it's enough of a suffix over here that he says that that you shouldn't do it. So like I said before, sometimes you have machlekes not even brought down in Shulchan Aruch that you should keep away from that. Over here it is brought down, since it's a major shaila, major thing. So therefore it's brought down, you should keep away from this kind of a question. But I'm just saying like this, like Taisus is mashma, like, again, Taisus is mashma, he doesn't handle if they took out the seed, they didn't take out the seed in the Yishalmi, but there in the Rosh, is master that they did take out the seed, and he makes different chalukim from the Yishalmi, and the Nukiya and the Rabbeinu Yonah says his own chiluk to make that the Yishalmi should come out equal to the Bavli. Okay, then there was this other Indian about eating a shear. So we said till now you don't eat a shear; you can eat even less than a shear in your mechuyev bracha. But there is an Indian over here of eating a kezias, even though you don't have to. And he brings arayas from the case of Pesach. It says over there when you left up the matzahs, you see the kezias from each one. And we see from over there, why do you have to eat a kezias from the moitzi? eat a kazayas from the prusa because that's the mitzvah's matzah, and every mitzvah has to have a kazayas. But why do you have to eat a matzah from the kazayas from the mitzvah, especially altogether? You're anyway eating a kazayas. Mm-hmm. So he says, because there is an inyan to when you make a mitzvah to eat a kazayas on the bracha, even though, like I said, la'alacha is not like that, but l'maisa, there is an inyan to do it. And the Mogen Avraham brings a raya also. By Shabbos, it says that, so it says over there, Stam, in the weekday, you shouldn't cut more than a kebeah. It looks like you're a sinusa, it looks like you're a glutton. But he says, that's only in the weekday, and you're eating by yourself, avon Shabbos, or you're eating with many people, and you have to cut people a piece of bread for them all. So litam min aprusa l'chol echad kezayas. Then you have to give each one a kezayas. So the Magen Avraham, by the way, steltach, what do you mean you have to give a kezayas? And the Magen Avraham brings a raya also from this thing about the matzah, that he eat a kezayas in there as well. So you see from over here, he says that that there's an inyan to eat a kezayas. And the Mishabura also... Brach Rishana, right. And the Mishabura says it also. He says, Kadesh lo yanir, okay, he says, V'yesh oirim, Oy, the belav high time a gam kein toivu lechatchila sheyoichel adam kezayis be'ez berchas amaitzi. The person should eat a kezayis at the time of a berchas amaitzi. So it's mashma that the bracha is mechayav you to eat a kezayis, a sheer kezayis. What?
Then you should make hamotzi, you should have a kezayis, and then you should make
alakzivus
matzah, and then have your kezayis matzah. According to the shita.
Right, no, but we do both because mitzvah is going on both for mitzvah. It's going on also on the kilos matzah.
No, but I'm saying if you're telling me there's an Indian to have a kezayis just because it's yom tov and you
want to
have
right,
then that should be only on
hamotzi. Right, right. So you have a kezayis of the matzah of a mitzvah, and you also have a kezayis for the kilos matzah.
It's almost like a suffix.
What do you mean a suffix?
I mean it's a hesed.
So first of all, you're supposed to eat both together. You're supposed to eat both of them together. It's not a hefstik because the maitzi is also going on the achilas matzah. I mean, you need a maitzi for that too. You need to make a maitzi. You can't... No, it's a birchas mitzvah, but you also need a birchas nenen. And then he brings down from the Eitzim Mephoshim, he says, you do need a maitzi. Even if you eat less, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, even a little bit, Elishim Dait Lecho Yoiser, Vikar Brichas the Mighty Koya al Masha Oichel Techif Labracha, or Masha Oichel Akchak Niftar, he wants to say Alumdus. And afterwards, what you eat is Niftar because of your original Achila. So then he says, Apshik Var Mafzit Besicha, even though you were already talked and everything, it still goes back to your original Bracha. Bezeh Iklamemishim Ocho Beshasa Mighty Pachim Gazais, Ein Achila Zu Chashuva, Shiyigar Akra Masha Oichel Akchak. Now, since you want to be Geirer, all the Achila that you eat afterwards, your original Bracha of what you're eating now, it should be a Chashav Achila. He's saying like a Lumdus, why? Over here, you should go ahead and eat a kezayis when you make the birchas hamitzi. But right, because he says that because all the achila afterwards is a tafel to our beginning achila, so it's not considered a hefsek. Even though I'm talking, I'm this, I'm that, it's not considered a hefsek. He says but it's better to eat a kezayis because it should be a chash of achila to be called the ikar, that everything should be nigrar after that achila.
Before you eat any other food, you should eat a kezayis.
Unless that, right. Unless that's not a barrier.